This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a Tuesday. It feels like a Monday after a holiday of significant note. And I have been hearing from a lot of our listeners who are at the Veterans Cemetery near Mandan, as well as the Heritage Center for events yesterday in Bismarck, who heard a gentleman by the name of Jim Nelson, who is, I believe, a retired chaplain. You ever retire as chaplain?
Of
the AMVETS. AMVETS. He's an AMVETS supposed to chaplain. Maybe he's a retired commander and now a chaplain. Yeah. But anyway, I believe he's a chaplain. And once a chaplain, always a chaplain. Anyway, he recited a poem that had a lot of people standing up and noticing and really enjoying it. So I didn't hear it. And what I did hear of it sounded like, I'd like to hear more of it, and so he'll be here. We asked him to recite that poem for our listeners in case you were not there and find out what moved so many people to hear him. Because anybody that stands up for those veterans have fallen. And I believe that the premise of the poem is, what did they die for? What did these vets die for? Freedom, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. He'll join us a little later. Al Carlson, who's the House Majority Leader, will be here next hour. We're going to talk with him about what you're seeing in the news, the budget situation, the shortfall, and, you know, sort of two schools of thought out there. I'm going to simplify this, but you've got, you know, the Burgum campaign saying, we've got to do this differently. We've got to do this differently. And, you know, marshal folks that we don't end up having to make these cuts and do that going forward, diversify, add some more juice to the economy, and not have it. You have other folks say, hey, this is what you have a budget stabilization fund for. You prepare for the what-ifs, and we ran into the what-ifs, the what-ifs in this case being falling commodity prices, and they had an impact. And so we're doing what we need to do. So we're going to have Al Carlson weigh in on that debate a little bit today on the program as well, and to take some of your calls, questions and comments throughout the program. I really miss you, our fine listeners. It seems with the holiday and all the busyness last week at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which was fantastic. Unless you're a liberal newspaper editor, it was fantastic. I literally was screaming out loud reading an editorial. This will not surprise most folks. It's from Jack Zaleski. Jack is a member of the Forum News Service team, mostly writes the editorials for the Fargo Forum, and also writes a column himself. And here's a little bit of what he wrote about Donald Trump's visit to North Dakota. And look, Donald Trump's a target, so I get that some people are not going to like him, especially liberal editorial page editors, right? I mean, there's nothing new under the sun there. That doesn't really interest me. But when they start coming after you, that's when I get a little ticked. And let's listen to a little bit of this, okay? I watched the bizarre spectacle of Donald Trump's speech in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Council's meeting, speaking to people who seem to think oiliness is next to godliness. Funny, I didn't think that's what the audience represented. Do you think oiliness represents godliness? He's saying you do. Trump lubricated them with, give them what they want to hear, baloney about everything from climate change, it's not real, to Hillary Clinton bashing, crooked Hillary, to lame and condescending remarks about North Dakota's farmers. Lame and condescending remarks to farmers. I heard a shout out to North Dakota agriculture.
I'm about to ask you, what did I miss?
Any farmer in the audience today, what they heard from Donald Trump on Thursday, feel like you were being, you're getting condescending remarks from Donald Trump? Lame. Nonetheless, they applauded like automatons at every well-placed applause line. It was as disappointing as it was puzzling. And did you get a gander at the tableau? I don't even know what that word is. Tableau, that's a trait, too. They use words you've never heard of. Did you get a gander at the tableau of Trump flanked by several Republican delegates who pledged their vote and sold their souls? Oh, that's kind. To the Donald. They look lobotomized. Look, let me ask you just a question in 1 second here. Could a conservative, say, delegates, in this case, I think he's referring to legislators, were lobotomized and lived to write another column? I don't think so. Now, if you stand behind Donald Trump and you're a delegate, you've been lobotomized. Forced smiles, blank eyes, mechanical clapping, as if they were wondering somewhere deep in their hearts what their grandchildren will think about what they signed up for in 2016. See, this is how dumb you are if you don't go along with these people and vote for Hillary or Bernie. These are the people that go into the polls and vote for Bernie Sanders and hope for a better America. And they're in your newspapers. And when you buy one, you pay their salaries to offend you like this. Man, it irritates me, in case you can't tell. Do they even know what they signed up for? Do they want to know? It appears not. Even sensible conservative Republicans are lining up behind Trump's brilliant circus act. When I heard him today, said one, I'm a little more in agreement. Really? With what? The racism? Oh, yeah, he's pretty racist there. I heard a lot of racism, right? The woman bashing? Sure, plenty of that. The dismissal of war heroes? This is unbelievable. The business of making millions from the misery of homeowners who lost their homes in the recession? Oh, my gosh. I can't continue. I can't continue. I'm about halfway through it. And I'm going to throw up if I continue to read it. Jack Zaleski, you got to be embarrassed. Not for your criticism of Donald Trump. This is America. He's a presidential candidate. He can handle it. But for doing that to good people in the audience, who, by the way, paid to be there. As for the industry folks, if you think they're fair game, what are they doing? They're giving the state of North Dakota the biggest return on their investment. Yeah, that's who gets the biggest rate of return. The state of North Dakota. Look what gets lopped off for taxes. It funds a lot of roads. And as you can see from the drop in the price, when it goes away, things have to be right-sized. You're critical of them? You're critical of the jobs they're creating? What Donald Trump laid out in that address on Thursday is a blueprint for taking what's happened in North Dakota in the Renaissance, where now kids and grandkids can come back and find gainful employment rather than leave. And that under that blueprint, that can happen in more places. And the entire United States of America's economy can be transformed like North Dakota's has been. Every other state in the union and the federal government would give their eye teeth to have the fiscal condition North Dakota has right now. You don't think that has a lot to do with the oil and energy industry? And certainly agriculture as well. Of course it does. Hate's a tough word, but I hate the disdain directed at God-fearing, good folks who say, I'm done. I'm done listening to a politician tell me how things are going to get better and done thinking they're actually going to get it done. I'm mad, and I want to go a different direction. Those are the folks that have selected Donald Trump. And yahoos, now I'm name-calling, misguided souls like Jack Zaleski are trying to tell you you're some kind of hayseed, oil-slicked-up, whatever he called you. You've been lobotomized? Really? Don't do that to good people. Have an opinion, but don't rip good people. His act is so tired, it's unbelievable. Maybe it's a desperate act of just the newspaper world in general. They're circling the drain. It's so very obvious, it's unbelievable. Anyway, don't buy that and have to do what I did, because I mistakenly bought it and paid for that junk, and I'm not happy about it, as you might be able to tell. The gorilla thing, by the way. Have you followed any of this? This four-year-old little boy falls into a gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo on Saturday, and now we have people freaking out because they had to shoot the gorilla. Three words for that. Are you kidding me? I can't believe it. So, where do you want to opine on?
Are you kidding me? That's four, right?
Donald, are you kidding me? A four was right. Question mark. There's a five. It'd be a capital. Big, giant question mark, too. Seriously? Anyway, you've got what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. It's Tuesday. Brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Tell you more about them in a moment. Stephen Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm better now. I got that off my chest.
Sounds like you might need to tweak your medication just a little bit. I don't know.
Todd, turn up the IV.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't agree more that the left, you know, in general, think they've got it all dialed up and all of us rubes are just walking around dragging our knuckles talking about conservatism. And they want to compromise and find someone in the middle of the road. And he just has to rewind the videotape, or in this case, the 16-millimeter Kodachrome, whatever.
They want to tell you what to think. They want to tell you what to think. I want to hear more of what you have to say, Steve, but up against the break. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Todd Mitchell, and you, ladies and gentlemen, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm going to take a good chunk of this hour and just find out what's on your mind, because we have, as I said, had a busy few days here. We started last week ago today at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. 3 days, and Friday up at UND with some interesting news, both from Ed Schaefer and as well from Wayne Stengem, joined us on the program. In the case of Ed Schaefer, he said he was leaning towards voting for Doug Burgum for governor and told us why, and has had some interesting pushback since then from folks. It's not possible to bully a former governor and an ag secretary and president, but some are trying. Unbelievable. And what else was like? Oh, Wayne Stengem, I thought, did a nice job of laying out a plan for the state of North Dakota to push back against the federal government overreach on the bathroom police. So that was Friday. And then, of course, we had our Memorial Day show yesterday, which was wonderful. We had Senator Heidi Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovenall joining us to talk about Memorial Day and different folks that they remember that had served this country and lost their life. And also had another of our talk radio town halls, joined by Paul Sorum, who's a Republican candidate for governor as well. That was yesterday. And we have more this week, a talk radio town hall debate with the lieutenant governor candidates, Nicole Pullman and Brent Sanford. And then Friday, a week from Friday, that'll be the Friday before the Tuesday election, we have a talk radio town hall debate with Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum. So we have got some busy times between now and Election Day for you here on the program. Okay, back to your calls at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Steve, go ahead.
My point was, Scott, is that if you look at the Democratic Party that all these people are talking about and how we, whoever we is, the conservatives, are supposed to compromise with them, look at where they are 50 years later. My point was, if you compare John F. Kennedy to Ted Cruz, there's barely any separation. Small government, lower taxes, pro-life, you know, you run down that platform. If you compare Bernie Sanders, there is no comparison. He's Joseph Stalin. You know, he's half a step away from that. And 45% of the Democrats think what comes out of his mouth are a great idea, and they want us to compromise with the Democratic Party? I mean, that's insane.
How did that happen?
Go ahead.
How did that happen?
It's real simple. Things have been a little too fat and happy, and there's just a whole bunch of people that think the government can take care of everybody. You know, and they're all mad about this, you know, all the wealth being, you know, concentrated, you know, with such a few number of people. Well, what did Barack Obama do? Every single one of his stupid economic policies has artificially increased the stock market due to low interest rates. And all he's doing is concentrating the wealth more and more. What he needs to do is open up the markets, get rid of this health care crap, reduce the regulations so that your average Joe can start a business and get rich. But that's not going to happen when you cannot start a business due to, if you have more than 49 employees, you have to triple your labor costs by providing this insane health care. And he thinks he's saving the world.
And my opinion is, to this point, the explanation for the losses of John McCain and Mitt Romney the Republican Party finds itself in presidential politics for sure, in far too many congressional elections, is that there's more takers than makers that are voting. I don't think there's more takers than makers in America, but I think the takers have been dominating, right? I mean, gimme, 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 and organizing, and of course when you are hanging around community organizers, that works. I think that's what is so challenging about this particular situation, where you have Trump surging because the makers have had enough of the takers, and they're coming out of the shadows to take their country back, in my mind. Now, Donald Trump's not perfect by any stretch. He did best 16 other candidates, so he's got something going for him. He's defied every political rule there is. But I think the most comforting thing I have is the fact that he's putting good people around him. Latest example being the list of Supreme Court candidates. He didn't pull those out of the wind one night. He said, I'm going to listen to some very smart people about who ought to be on the Supreme Court. And everybody that is a Federalist, everybody that is a constitutionalist that's looked at it said, perfect. Thank you. I mean, better less than George Bush, better less than, George Bush Sr. And even Reagan. So, you know, again, that bodes well in my mind. Don't you think that's it? I think that the makers have just had enough. They're fighting back.
There's no doubt. But the reason they're so upset is that the liberals think that rich people or the producers are stupid. You know, you pass some ignorant law like Obamacare, and now how many, and I don't know this number, but how many companies in the United States do you think have 49 employees exactly? It's got to be 20-fold or 100-fold, because so many people are like, okay, if they're going to change completely, turn my cost structure upside down at 50 employees, I'm not going to hire anyone. How many people that made a very good living as a waiter, a bartender, a waitress, a service worker, whatever it is, are seeing their hours cut back further and further because they can't be declared a full-time worker? You know, so they pass these laws and think that the people that have businesses are just going to genuflect and follow these stupid rules. They're going to do everything they can to make as much money as they possibly can, and that's what makes capitalism work.
I think Donald Trump, a trait that he does have is being able to educate the masses on capitalism. I don't think these people that protested have any clue what it is. They don't have any clue what socialism is. They just want stuff. They need an education on it. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Scott. How you doing? I tell you, you know, like, are you sure we're talking about the Fargo Forum? It wouldn't happen to be like a subsidiary of the New York Times, would it? They seem to have difficulty telling the truth as well. But as far as I'm concerned, I think what Donald Trump said was spot on. And I think that he gave the farmers of North Dakota the high five, and I really think that's great. And, I mean, if this editor, this writer for the New York, for the Fargo Forum, doesn't realize what farmers do, maybe you ought to try cutting out bread and cereal and milk and vegetables and everything else out there. Where does he think the food on his table comes from? It just appeared by magic? I don't think so.
He just called, he called Trump's remarks lame and condescending about North Dakota farmers.
By the way,
I guarantee he wasn't there. That's another trait of these folks. They like to watch the stuff on TV from the comfort of their desk, listening to NPR soothing music in the background, and then bang on an editorial. You know, it's just, it's you can't make it up.
Well, it's lame. You know, a newspaper is supposed to be fair and impartial. I didn't see any impartiality there, and I sure was not fair saying what he said. This gentleman ought to be ashamed of himself. He has taken journalism to an all-time low.
Now, you're supposed to be ashamed for having been in the crowd. The industry is supposed to be, you know, ashamed for having him there. By the way, I didn't see anything about the 400 people that came to see Bill Clinton being ashamed. Interesting. And we could find some things in his background to question, couldn't we? 400 people compared to 8,000 who paid to be there.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For a secure energy onslaught. We're going to play. Can you handle this one sec, Todd? I forgot we were playing.
Right? Do we
love talk over. Can you handle this one sec? One sec. You were right. I was wrong. I totally forgot we were going to play. We are brought to you today by our friends at a Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find them online at secureenergyfuture.org. And here's what you'll find when you go there. All the information you need about the Clean Power Plan. And about how your power rates could go up. Your electricity rates could go up. Did you hear me? Your power bill is going up. Did you hear that? Your power bill is going up. I think they heard that now. Do you? I want to wake you up to this because if the federal government gets its way with a clean power plan, you'll pay more for electricity. And your electricity will be less reliable. Well, why would we ever do that? Well, it's because of unrealistic targets being set by the federal government to reduce carbon emissions. Unrealistic in the sense that I think they'd rather just have power plants shut down than actually get to their target. It's not realistic. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Okay, let's see here. Christina Bismarck next. And I did want to play you this because the caller earlier asked about some of the comments that Donald Trump had made about agriculture when he was here. And he actually hit the stage, and the first thing he did was talk about agriculture. He talked about it a little later on as well. The reason we're bringing this up is because one sad, misguided editorial page editor who writes a column for the Fargo Forum on Sunday, a fellow by the name of Jack Selesky, who spent some time up in Devil's Lake, so folks may know him there, but has been at the Fargo Forum a long time, and I think really represents just what's wrong, honestly, with the mentality inside newsrooms at newspapers everywhere. Folks, there are not 100 people in North Dakota that think like this fellow thinks as he relates to, set aside Donald Trump. The vast majority of people in the newspaper world are never going to like Donald Trump. Who cares? I don't care what they think about Donald Trump, honestly. I really don't, because they represent a microcosm of the voter. So that doesn't much matter. What matters is what they think of you, and because you can do something about that. And this column rips the people that were at the event. Didn't rip people that went to see Bill Clinton or Bernie Sanders last week, but rips people that go see Donald Trump and suggest they've been lobotomized. I could go through the list here. It's just unbelievable what actually is said here. But I'll stick with the agriculture part. He said that he was appalled that Donald Trump made lame and condescending remarks about North Dakota farmers at his event. Here's what Trump said about farmers at the beginning of the event. Roll it.
I have to start off because we love our farmers and we love. Right? Do we love our farmers? And we love agriculture. So for the farmers out here, you do an awfully good job. And I've heard that for many years in North Dakota. So hello. Now you can fall asleep while we talk about energy, okay?
So he came there to give a policy address on energy, but he's obviously giving a shout out to agriculture. The fall asleep line is to say you might not care chapter and verse about energy. Of course, most farmers do, right? Because what he was talking about there is exactly what we, you know, input costs related to energy are a big part of agriculture. So they do actually all go together. I'm about to share a post from an eyewitness of this four-year-old's fall into the gorilla enclosure at the Cincinnati Zoo. Have you followed this at all? There is quite the uproar. This happened on Saturday. There's quite the uproar about the fact that the gorilla was shot. It is the kind of gorilla, the zoo tells us, that is very unpredictable. And the little boy got into the enclosure. Okay. Some people are blaming the parents for the little boy getting into the enclosure. I guess there were a bunch of kids there, and they were trying to strap some kids into a stroller, and this one had gotten away and got down there. Some people were blaming the zoo, because how in the world could somebody get over the enclosure and actually get in there? You know, whatever. Accidents happen every single day. You could make a lifetime out of blaming people. But the idea that we are outraged because a gorilla is dead versus thankful that a four-year-old little boy is saved blows my mind. I don't understand it. I can't. Is anybody else watching this coverage and wanting to go into the TV screen? Hello? Any common sense in there? Are you in there? Hello? Wake up. Maybe you haven't followed this, but if I hear one more story, a horrible gorilla died. Look, I like gorillas. They're fun to look at the zoo, but I mean, one less gorilla on this earth is not it. We're talking about a human being and a soul that was being protected and an animal. They die every day out in the, you know, wild. You don't have a funeral for a gorilla. We're protecting a little boy. I just don't get that. Am I wrong? Am I being insensitive to the gorilla lobby? I don't know. Please tell me. 800-228-0550. I did want to talk about the gorillas, too, in addition to the Trump thing. And when are we going to find out about when Bill Kristol is going to pick another candidate? Somebody texted us. What did they say, Todd? Bill Kristol doesn't agree with you? Is that what they said? I think.
Right. Doesn't agree with this is what the email said.
Yeah.
Bill Kristol doesn't agree. That was all it said, other than sent from my iPhone.
In other words, Bill Kristol's in the Never Trump crowd. And Bill Kristol, who's from the Weekly Standard, I've interviewed Bill Kristol many times over the years. Nice fella, really nice fella. But he really has been having some heartburn over Donald Trump. I did too early on. I had other candidates that I picked that were my preference. The point is, at some point, you have to let the people pick, and the people have picked the guy. And now, to me, if you put the best effort into making sure that his policies reflect the Republican Party, there's a very good platform for the Republican Party. But curious if you want Bill Kristol to proceed with this alternative. I wonder how many people are in that camp now. We haven't asked that question for a while, so I thought I would this morning. Just throwing a couple more questions on the table for whatever's on your mind. Christina in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Hi, Christina.
Yeah, see, I mistakenly said Doug when I said I was calling about Doug. I meant to say I was calling about Paul Thorum. I really liked what he had to say regarding education, the BA, and he said so many good things. And the one thing that kind of sticks out in my mind is he also brought up the problems with the BA. The Agent Orange was a terrible situation, but the bigger, more recent issue that that the BA dealt with and really finally with whistleblowers coming forward was the fact that they were not servicing these veterans that were suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. They were using their own psychologist, and finally this came out, and then the deplorable conditions of the VA hospitals and not being able to get these guys in a timely manner, and many people dying before they ever even saw a doctor. So, I just think that really
we have so many
veterans here in North Dakota that are suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I'm sure all over the United States. But in addition to that, I thought Thorum's remarks about how much money we were spending on subsidizing out-of-state tuition that could be used to lower the education cost in North Dakota for our North Dakota residents. I think it's, you know, yes, we want to attract other people, but not at the expense of making it so high that our students in North Dakota cannot afford to hardly go to college here. When I went to college, I paid off my debts, my student loans, like probably within a year. And these guys are, some of them are going to have a hard time paying them off in 20 years.
Right. The only issue that I brought it up with him, we didn't get a chance to address it in detail, but he wanted to basically make sure that North Dakotans got a reduction in the tuition they were paying, and he was paying for that by ending the reciprocity with other states. And, you know, that would then obviously free up the dollars to reduce the tuition for North Dakotans. The problem is there's a lot of North Dakotans, I don't know the number, total number, that take advantage of reciprocity, because obviously if you end reciprocity with the other states, they're going to end reciprocity with you, right? That's the whole idea there. So that'd be one challenge there, but I did want to dig into that a little bit with higher ed. Christine, appreciate the call. Bob in West Hope, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, my friend? Drop a hubcap, or what happened there?
Good morning.
How are you?
Did
was
you
that a hubcap?
Life savings, and it rotated like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a stainless steel lid.
It
worked.
Huh?
But anyway, I heard you talking about our electric rates going up and stuff like this here around the country. I know there's a company out of Minot that built a bunch of huge transmission lines out in this part, and one of them poles are well over thousands of dollars just for one pole. But I would like to see if some management or somebody that's in charge of the rates to go up call you and explain why they have to go up and whatever, and at this time of the year, you know, this time before the coal mines are shut down, you know.
Well, you've laid it out for him right there, by golly.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's all I have, and I suppose I better do this, right?
Bring it on.
The What's in Your Mind Symphony and Orchestra, folks.
I have this mental picture of your.
And then we're like this here. That's for you guys.
I love it.
Bye.
We wouldn't know what to do with it.
We would not know what to do with it. North Dakota than that there.
Exactly right. Beautiful West Hope, North Dakota. I'll be in Tioga Friday, by the way, on What's on Your Mind. And let me give you a little travel log. Yeah, Friday, live at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza. That's on Highway 40 in Tioga, just north of Highway 2. Their third anniversary, that beautiful location coming up. And you need a place to eat in Tioga. That is bar none every time. Fantastic. They're always home cooking. Do a nice job. And they have about everything you can imagine. Great clothing department and a lot going on. So we'll be there Friday. Also, tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall on the program. Thursday, I mentioned earlier, we have the Talk Radio Town Hall debate with the Lieutenant Governor candidates. Brent Stafford and Nicole Pullman will be here debating. And next week, week from Friday, actually, the Republican primary governor's debate, Talk Radio Town Hall, Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum will be debating. So a lot going on over the next few days, and I just wanted you to know what the heck has happened. Okay, so you have all that down. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, and when you call, you can press 1 and leave a message, too. Or text Todd. Here's a number to text Todd. Do me a favor. Tell me what you think about this gorilla. You more concerned about the gorilla or the boy being in harm's way? Gorilla shot or boy in harm's way? Just gorilla or boy? Let me know. Let Todd know. 701-226-8503. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Bruce at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them the car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How do you do that? With B-Mobile, of course. You heard me talking about them. Maybe you've already done business with the region's largest premium retailer, Verizon Wireless. Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Not on it? Stuck on a contract or a device agreement with another carrier? Maybe you left Verizon and now realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, you can come home to Verizon now at B-Mobile, and they'll pay your fees to switch. Up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. Call or visit a B-Mobile location right now. Get all the details. They're everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, and beyond. They have locations in Fargo, in Williston, in Bismarck, and Grand Forks, in Minot, and Jamestown, at Devil's Lake, in Wahpeton, Valley City, and Botno. They're over in Thief River Falls, Bemidji, and Detroit Lakes, too. To find a location near you, go to bmobile.com. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Heard from a lot of our listeners who attended events honoring our veterans yesterday at the Heritage Center, as well as front page story in the Forum, Bismarck Tribune today, as well as out at the cemetery. One of those individuals was a fellow by the name of Jim Nelson. Jim's a chaplain for the disabled American veterans. Jim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a chaplain for the AMVETS.
All right, I'm sorry, I said DAV, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Not a problem.
Yeah, AMVETS chaplain. And do you write poetry? Did you recite some? I heard a lot about the poem that you read. I didn't know if you wrote it or others wrote it, or if it was a collaboration, or what exactly it was. But it moved a lot of people, Jim. And I heard it. They said, "Please, could you get Jim to read this on the air?" So I said, "I'm going to do it." Called you up and asked you to do it. Can you share that poem with us?
I can. It's not really a poem. It's a collaboration of conversations and discussions and the like, articles I've read that just, they were all pointing to the same direction. So I just thought I'd sit down and make some sense out of them all.
I'm glad you did. So share it with us if you would.
Okay, here goes. Today, the whole world should stop and honor America's fallen heroes. Not as a gesture endorsing any nation and its current political or economic policy, but in honor of the brave men and women who gave and are giving their lives for others. Memorial Day is not about picnics and ballgames, but neither is it endorsement of American society as we know it today. These brave soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines died protecting their country and what it stood for. They died defending a way of life that they felt was worth dying for. Families, children, freedom, morality, values, and responsibility. Today we should each take a moment and look into our souls to see what we are doing with the bloodstained legacy that they have left behind. Did our Revolutionary War heroes die so we could remove faith in God from our country? Was the Civil War fought so that we could be a hyphenated and divided nation? Did we die in the trenches of the Argonne so we have to press one for English and argue about what restroom to use? Did the Marines at Iwo Jima fight and die to raise the flag? And did they die in the beaches of Normandy so that our flag could be desecrated without penalty and even removed so as not to offend someone and the colors of the rainbow become more important than the colors red, white, and blue? Did we die in the Korean Peninsula so we can flirt with socialism? Did our soldiers fighting in the Agent Orange-covered jungles of Vietnam fight and die and still are fighting and dying so those in our country illegally and many who have resettled here get better care than the veteran does? Are our men and women dying in the deserts of the Middle East so we can apologize for who we are and what we stand for and throw common sense out the window? Today, America is busy finding new ways to pleasure itself, new ways to avoid responsibility, new ways to destroy the family and isolate and marginalize those who call for morality and responsibility. On this most solemn holiday, we must stop and consider the great sacrifices that others have made so that we may have the freedom and prosperity that we enjoy. Let us consider what those valiant warriors were and today's warriors are fighting for. Let us honor each and every one of them with a prayer and a pledge to restore to our nation the honor, the morality, the values, and the love of God for which they gave their all. Their true memorial is the nation and culture we create from their sacrifice. Are we really doing them the recognition they deserve? That's it.
That's a lot. And it's really good. Really, really good. A question I would hope everybody would ponder, and a perfect day to ask it is Memorial Day, isn't it?
Yep.
Because it is a day set aside not to honor every veteran, as much as we love them all. That's Veterans Day. It's a day to honor those that died, gave the ultimate sacrifice, died, gave their life in battle in service to this country. And for what? That's the question I think you asked so brilliantly.
Yep. And discussions I've had, you know, with some of my fellow veterans and AMVETs is we sit around and we say, how can we apologize to our grandchildren for leaving them a country that is so different from the ones we fought for? I was in Vietnam.
Jim, thanks for your service. Thanks for that poignant bit of words yesterday. AMVETs Post Chaplain Jim Nelson from yesterday's Heritage Center Memorial Day events. We appreciate it.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.